Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome aboard to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Jason, closing time in Albany. Lawmakers about to adjourn for summer, and I know as we talk today, there's still a lot of outstanding issues on the table. What are some of the last-minute items that you're paying attention to before they close shop for summer?
Yeah, so thus far, we have been pretty successful at blocking most of the things we've been seeking to do. But we are watching a number of issues regarding, for example, parole reform, the sealing on expungement of criminal records that would not even allow faith-based nonprofits, churches, Christian schools to check the criminal background checks of people applying for positions. That's really problematic. The story of this session, though, has really been the fact that the governor has just checked out. Normally, you see the end of session, the governor is still pushing legislative priorities, but he has just been absent from this process. It's been an interesting session.
And we'll talk more about the governor in a minute, but first let's head to Harrisburg. Michael, I know you're real excited that you've been able to get the Down Syndrome Protection Act through the House, a huge win this week. You're going to be talking more about this at a massive pro-life rally going on in September. What is the message you're trying to send with that event?
Well, we're inviting pro-lifers from across Pennsylvania to join us at the Capitol for the March for Life, Pennsylvania March for Life. We intended to do one last year, but COVID put the damper on that. But there are a number of issues that we want to advance, the sanctity of life. We have a very pro-abortion governor in Pennsylvania who is pushing that agenda very strongly, but we have pro-life legislators who are pushing in a pro-life direction. So we're going to be talking about some of the legislation that is before the legislature to advance the cause of life. And then most significantly, there's a case before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that could push Pennsylvania in the direction of New York and Virginia, which is abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded abortion. We have a remedy for that. We want the people at the rally on September 27th to hear about that and how they can get involved to protect life in Pennsylvania.
All right. At the end, we'll let folks know how they can attend that event. Jason, we mentioned the end of the legislative session, a lot of wheeling and dealing in Albany, but you mentioned Governor Cuomo absent from the proceedings. A lot of folks are interested in that impeachment inquiry that's going on. What happens to that once the session ends?
Well, as expected, I think the governor is in a position where the legislature is dragging its feet to be able to get him to sign whatever they want legislatively. They prefer a weakened governor, so that impeachment investigation isn't probably going to move through the legislature. We're going to have to wait to see what happens with a federal probe, the report that releases from there, and the attorney general's investigation. Once those reports come out, rather than the assembly investigation, then I think you might see some motion one way or another.
Yeah, you said on this program that it's not just a chance, but there's a good chance. Not only does he run for a fourth term, he could win a fourth term.
It's looking more and more likely. I mean, just as you watch what's happening, the legislature just wants him limping along. It allows them to be able to use the governor to advance their progressive principles, and that's certainly what we're seeing coming out of the state capitol in recent weeks.
Yeah, speaking of weekend governors, you have one in Pennsylvania now, Michael. House and Senate leaders finalizing that voter-approved referendum that reins in Governor Wolf's pandemic powers. What will the residents of Pennsylvania notice as a result of this?
Well, some might suggest that we will no longer have a king in Pennsylvania because through the COVID crisis, with the emergency declarations that that Governor Wolf signed back in March of 2020 and continued to re-up every 90 days, and it basically enabled him to unilaterally impose all sorts of restrictions and challenges on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that harmed businesses, that hurt churches, that just had devastating effects in trying to deal with the COVID pandemic. He's not going to have that power anymore. The the legislature passed the House passed a resolution this week stripping him of that power, as the voters did with the constitutional amendment. Once the election is certified, well, then those powers will be taken from Governor Wolf.
And it's historic, too. He's the first governor in the country to have his pandemic powers taken away. So big dealings in Harrisburg. Let's shift our focus away from the state capitol in Albany, Jason, and spend a little time talking about, you know, June is a very important month when it comes to the Supreme Court. There are several momentous Supreme Court decisions that we are expecting later this month. What are some that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, there's two big cases that we're waiting to see what the justices will do. And the first actually is a Pennsylvania case, and it's regarding Fulton versus City of Philadelphia, where there the justices are weighing in on a lawsuit filed by Catholic Social Services regarding whether or not they have the right to refuse to refer to same-sex couples for adoption. That could have some very far-reaching implications, even for some situations that are occurring here in New York and across the nation. The other is the Americans for Prosperity Foundation case. Thomas Moore is looking at this case regarding donor disclosure, and this is a situation in which the state of California is requiring donors, even to what is known as 501c3s, which is the same legal status as a church, to disclose the donors to that organization. That's really problematic when you think about Lois Lerner, what happened with the release of at the federal level regarding IRS taxes and donations and things. So there's some real issues with donor disclosure that we're watching in that particular Supreme Court case.
All right, let's head back to the state capitol in Harrisburg. Michael, gun rights was a big issue in the news this week, a huge rally, not as huge as usual, but there were a couple hundred people at the state capitol on Monday. What efforts are being taken in Harrisburg to protect Second Amendment rights, and how seriously are they being undermined today?
Yeah, I was talking to Representative Daryl Metcalf from Butler County, who's been the perennial leader of that gun rights rally there at the Capitol. And he said the numbers were down a little bit this year because they live streamed it. And a lot of people got used to, in COVID, to not have to attend events, but to live stream it. Even some people think that's a replacement for church, which it really is not, in my view.
Yeah.
But in any event, largely it's going to be defensive efforts in the legislature in terms of protecting Second Amendment rights. You know, the governor is very much a progressive, as are members of the Democratic Caucus, who will be pushing for gun restrictions. What was called for at the rally were a couple of efforts to advance the Second Amendment rights, including constitutional carry, they call it, which is being able to conceal carry. If you're legally owning a gun, you don't need a permit for that, is what they'd like to see. And then to limit local ordinances from local municipalities from restricting gun rights.
Well, guys, this is the best 10 minutes on the radio as far as I'm concerned. But sadly, it's our last Capitol Connection for a couple of months. We're going to let you guys have a little bit of a summer break and bring it back in the fall. But Jason, we like to spend the last couple minutes going to our listeners with your prayer request. I know there are many at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms as a ministry, and maybe even personally. What are some things that our listeners can take in prayer this summer?
Yeah, a couple of things for us is, you know, summer really is the pivot time for us. And, you know, as we begin to think about leaving the legislative session behind and really preparing for a lot of the fall launches of things like our educational programs regarding candidate training and screening process and getting people ready for, you know, coming elections the following year, 2022 is going to be huge. The other prayer request is really just personal. You know, we're praying for myself and our team that summer will be a time of just renewal for us. And we've certainly feel it after the effects of this last year and more than most years. I think it's just good for us to relax. Refresh, get ready for what's to come in the coming year.
Yeah, and there's no summer vacation at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. You got a busy summer ahead, Michael. What are some things that our listeners can take to the Lord in prayer in regards to your ministry?
Well, I think the first thing is a recognition that the work of the Pennsylvania Family Institute is really a work of the grassroots constituents, the citizens all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who engage to make a difference. We have our team here in Harrisburg and around the state that work on those issues, but unless citizens have courage and get involved themselves, we don't see the differences that we want to have. So encouraging people to pray for their fellow Christians and others of good faith across the state to have courage to take a stand against the onslaught of what's happening in the culture. We see it with, you know, the cancel culture and with critical race theory and some of the things that are taught in sex ed and in our schools. Courage, not only for our team here, but across the state, that people would take a stand against what's happening in our society.
All right, well said, and it is an honor to partner with both of you guys. Hey, if you want more information on that big pro-life rally going on in September in Harrisburg, Michael, where can folks find out more?
PAFamily.org.
And stay informed, final day of the New York State legislative session. Jason, your website, sir?
AlbanyUpdate.com.